You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Okay, let's go to Kyle Glazer again. Foul territory, MLB. Kyle, did you see this play last night?
I actually didn't, but I did read the story, and I am aware of what's going on. And yeah, I mean, certainly anytime you're talking about interfering with balls in play four times, there's clearly something going on here more than just, you know, reacting and trying to catch a foul ball or a home run ball.
I think for Giants fans, though, Kyle, the even more frustrating part than the fan is the fact that somehow this was called an out on the field when the left fielder never even touched the ball. And then upon review, when they realized the left fielder never touched the ball, they said, it's not an out, but it's a double. Because we think that the ball would have hit the fence, which was at minimum in question. What is your take on the way baseball does replay and its effectiveness?
There's no question that a lot of replay review calls have been very, very head-scratching. There was a play with the Padres and Giants earlier this year where there was a back pick, and Xander Bogaerts very clearly had the runner out at second base, and they called him safe anyway. I remember covering a game between the Blue Jays and Angels last year where George Springer very clearly got hit by a pitch on the foot. Replays showed it, and the umpires ruled it didn't hit him. He blew a gasket and got ejected. So there's no question. There's something very, very wrong with what's going on in New York when there are some very, very obvious things happening, and they're just not getting it right on review.
Do we need to go to New York? I mean, can we get a system that is more, I guess, foolproof, where we can localize it and have things not only done more accurately, but more quickly as well?
That would be ideal. Obviously, there's a technological component to that. Major League Baseball getting replay review systems in all 30 ballparks and figuring out the processes behind that in terms of who makes the ruling. Is it the home plate umpire? Is it the crew chief? Do they make the ruling in unison? I mean, there's lots of, you know, things to work out there, but there's no question. I think that making in the ballpark is certainly more ideal than making them make the judgment when it's very clear that they can't make the right judgment based on what we've seen, all evidence over the last couple of years. There's no question that would be a much better system. It's just going to take a little bit of time to probably implement.
Kyle Glazer is with us, Foul Territory, MLB, right here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. What if we also did something crazy here, Kyle? I know this is a wild thought, but what if we took this out of the umpires' fans and, I don't know, did what every other sport does and disallow fans from being able to reach onto the field of play? Like, how hard is this to get the seats away from the damn fence? Why is that so hard?
Look, I think it's a situation where that's part of the appeal of baseball, is you can be so close to the field, you can be a part of the game, a part of the action a little bit more, you know, whether it's reaching out for a home run ball, reaching out for a foul ball. Talking about moving seats back in all 30 stadiums across the foul lines and the outfield fences, that's a pretty large, expensive endeavor that I don't see happening.
Giants fans want to actually get further away from their team right now as opposed to closer to it based on the way they've been playing of late. What do you make of this current slide? Is this just a case of the Giants actually regressing to where they probably should be?
We're at the point in the season where a lot of teams are starting to backslide a little bit. You look at the Padres, you look at the Mets, the Yankees went through a bit of a slide as well. A lot of this is just the point in the season where fatigue is starting to set in. You're seeing more and more guys get injured a little bit. at the end of the day, I think the Giants are still a good team in that, you know, 85, 86, 87 win range, which is kind of what they're on pace on for right now. Again, I don't think they were ever a 95, 96, 97 win team, just as the Padres weren't. You know, at various points, both teams have had some pretty sparkling records, but there is a little bit of regression here. But again, part of it also is just it's that time of year. A lot of teams are fading and dealing with injuries right now. They're just trying to get to the All-Star break and regroup.
Kyle, what's your read on not just the acquisition of Rafael Devers, but sort of the way that it started, not only in terms of his stats, but the Giants' chemistry has not looked as good since his arrival?
I think it's important to give him some time. Let's not forget, Rafael Devers is switching leagues. He's switching coasts. He's left the only organization he's ever known in the Red Sox. There's going to be a little bit of an acclimation period. Let's not forget, Juan Soto struggled for the first 2 months of the season with the Mets, and now he's raking. I think we'll see something similar with Devers. Again, whether it's a month or 2 months for him to just kind of get his feet under him, get acclimated to new coaches, new ballparks, you know, new pitchers he's seeing more frequently, eventually it'll click into gear. But I'm not surprised there's going to be some ups and downs here early. I think everyone should have expected that, and we're seeing that.
Would you also put Willie Adames under that same umbrella, or has he been here long enough now to where that no longer can be used as an excuse for his struggles?
You would certainly like to see him pick it up. It wasn't quite as drastic of a move in that he was staying in the National League, you know, Brewers to Giants. And yes, again, every team plays everyone now, but you still face the teams in your own league a lot more. So I definitely am surprised, especially with how good Willie Adames looked in spring training. He's off to the start he has been. That said, this is a really good player who at the end of the year, you know, is going to be there. Again, maybe it's 240 with 20 homers and great defense. Obviously, he's had some peak years that have been better than that. Again, I think this is someone you trust the track record that he'll eventually figure it out. You know, even if it maybe comes a little bit later this year, by next year when he has another full off season and he's familiarized himself with the coaching staff, his teammates, and just more comfortable, I expect him to be fine. It's just a matter of time.
Kyle Glazer is with us, Foul Territory TV, MLB, on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Kyle, I bet you got some insight or some opinions on Bob Melvin. The Giants picked up his option for next year. Logan Webb, their top starter, just said a few moments ago, I think Bob Melvin's one of the best managers of all time. He's under some fire right now because the Giants aren't playing well. What's your take on Bo Mel as a skipper?
He's one of the best out there. Logan Webb hit the nail on the head. He's someone who is very, very, very smart tactically. He's very, very smart with managing his pitching staff, his bullpen, you know, lineup construction. And he's someone who communicates well with his players and trusts his players. You have so many managers now that automatically pull a guy third time through the order or, you know, just go strictly by the analytics. Whereas Bob Melvin earns trust from his players by leaving them out there in some spots and showing he believes in them and has faith in them. And over time, that really, really builds confidence, and that leads to better performance. Again, the fact the Giants are struggling a little bit right now, again, I think everyone needs to understand that this was never a 95, 96, 97 win team that was going to contend with the Dodgers for first place all season long. This is more of an 84, 85, 86 win team. Maybe with the Devers acquisition, you can say 88, 89. Again, this isn't a Bob Melvin thing. This is just, it's that time of year. Teams are sliding a little bit. There's some injuries, there's some fatigue, but Bob Melvin is certainly not the problem in any way, shape, or form.
When you look at the Giants, and I think you're right about where you ballparked them from a win total standpoint, they've already made the big acquisition well ahead of the deadline, but 4+ weeks to go until the actual deadline. What do you think that their needs are as they head down toward August?
Look, they could always use another bat, right? Again, Rafael Devers is a hugely impactful bat. Willie Adames was a big free agent signing in the offseason. You know, Matt Chapman, again, has been injured. When he gets back, he'll be, you know, another impactful bat as well. So, again, I think at the end of the day, the Giants do have some big hitters in their lineup. Elliot Ramos, you know, Jung-Hoo Lee can do some really special things as well. But they could certainly lengthen the lineup a little bit, get even more production, especially from the bottom third. That's going to help separate them from a team like the Padres that just doesn't have it. Look, they have, you know, a really good front of the rotation. You could always add more starting pitching. Every team can. You know, they have a great bullpen. If they want to add another arm to fortify it, they can as well. But when I look at the Giants overall, it's about adding offense. They've been near the bottom of the league offensively over the last 5-6 weeks, and that's where they really need to focus their attention and spend their resources.
Kyle, I know you're not with Baseball America anymore, but are you still as locked in on all the farm systems as you have been through the years?
I am. I'm definitely still on top of it all.
Okay, so Bryce Eldridge, let's go. Let's talk about him. What do you think?
He has a chance to be a really, really, really special left-handed masher in the middle of the order. For him to climb to AAA as quickly as he has just speaks to his talent level. Again, this is still a very young kid who was drafted not even two full years ago. But he has a chance to really, really make an impact. Again, I would just encourage everyone to give him time. I think rushing him up and saying this is our solution, that's a lot to put on a young kid's shoulders. Like every other young player, he's going to have an acclimation period. He'll have some struggles. He'll have some ups and downs. His long-term future is very, very, very bright. I don't think it's fair to him to say bring him up right now and he's going to, you know, save the Giants offense.
Yeah, the Rafi Devers trade acquisition kind of slowed that down in fans' minds, which is a good thing for the team and also for Bryce. I wanted to ask you about Kyle Harrison, who was that dude for the Giants as a prospect, and he hasn't really been early on what they would want. What do you think about his prospects and what Boston got in the trade for Devers?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
He still is a very, very talented young pitcher. We see very, very, very often that pitchers take longer than hitters to kind of figure it out, especially in today's, you know, era where so many pitchers in the amateur circuit, even in the minors, are just focusing on velocity and spin rate and optimizing every pitch, but learning sequencing, learning command, learning durability, that seems to be stuff they're tacking on at the back, and it takes a few years to get it. Especially when you're talking about high school pitchers, I wrote about this extensively at Baseball America, it takes on average 6 to 7 years before they throw even 100 innings in a season and start to really dial it in. Look at a guy like Mackenzie Gore, who's just now figuring it out. He was a 2017 draftee. So I think at the end of the day, Kyle Harrison's still a very, very talented pitcher, but high school pitchers take a long time to kind of hit their ceiling. And when you have a chance to get a hitter as special as Rafael Devers, you certainly don't hesitate to make that move.
Now, talking prospects with you, I remember a few years ago getting into it with you about Luciano and how excited this fan base was. Kyle, what happened?
I was always the low man on Luciano. He's just he doesn't make enough contact. I saw that in San Jose. I saw that at Richmond. And I had a few Giants fans yelling at me in my social media mentions, a few Giants fans yelling at me in our chats at Baseball America. They didn't like the assessment, but look, scouts were seeing it for years, and I was seeing it. This was a big slugging type who was going to do damage on contact, but just did not project to make enough contact to really be, you know, an everyday caliber hitter in Major League Baseball. I mean, when him and Luis Matos were on the same San Jose team, it was no question who the better hitter was. It was Luis Matos by miles, and we've seen the struggles he's had. So, again, there's a lot of power-first guys in the minor leagues. When you're talking about teenagers, you want to see contact first, and he just never made enough contact and never made the adjustments to do so.
Did you also know that he couldn't catch a baseball?
I knew that he could not play the infield very well. That shortstop was out of the question. There were times where he'd show you something, you said, okay, maybe he could slide to third base. Obviously, they've moved him around a little bit. It certainly has not been what you hoped it would be. Again, he was never going to stick at shortstop, but you thought he had a chance to be a solid third baseman, and clearly that hasn't happened either.
All right, so but you do not see the Bryce Eldridge situation going the same way the Luciano one did.
No, Bryce Eldridge is a much, much better hitter, you know, all around, and we've seen that with how quickly he's climbed, how he's performed at every level. Again, anytime you're talking about prospects, you know, there is no such thing as a surefire prospect. Guys have to stay healthy. They have to stay on the straight and narrow. Crazy things happen. But just in terms of the checkpoints, what he's shown us so far, yeah, he's a much better prospect than Luciano was in my mind by, you know, a good, I don't want to say miles, but by a pretty large margin.
Okay. I think that's good to hear right now for Giants fans. Kyle, great stuff, man. Wonderful to have you. Thank you.
My pleasure. Anytime, guys.
Okay. That's Kyle Glaze.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.